So how did you get into hair? How did you choose hair as your creative outlet?
Oh, wow. Well, I knew early on when I was probably about 9 years old, I would be so excited to do my doll baby's hair and my Barbie dolls. And so I would like use the brown paper bags to roll their hair. And then in the morning, yes. In the morning, I would wake up just to see how it turned out. And then that just turned into me doing family members and friends' hair. And then before you know it, I was just making money. And I knew early on that that's what I wanted to do.
But your work was in Art Basel.
Art Basel, Miami. And then the beautiful part about that was that actually my hair industry started in Miami. Born and raised in D.C., but I decided to travel just to learn different techniques. And my mom was like, well, if you're not going to work for the government, you better go ahead and master hair. So I went on my own tour and I went to Miami. So it was a 360. And this particular exhibit was in this area, in Little Haiti. And that's actually where my roots are from, Haiti. So I was like, what are the chances? And I lived there. So it was a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get authentic answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. Join me every week as me and my special guest reveal the keys to longevity and success in the beauty industry, from the ups and downs of their journey to the nitty-gritty of their struggles and triumphs. We're spilling the tea on it all, and most importantly, having fun while doing it. You ready?
Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty here, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast. I am so happy to have you here, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. Now, on today's episode, I had the pleasure of welcoming Melanie Williams to the Friends in Beauty guest chair. So Melanie is a hair artist, a beauty consultant, and a mentor. She has been blessed to work with Christian Dior, The Real Housewives of Potomac on Bravo, Harper's Bazaar, New York and LA Fashion Week, to name a few. So welcome to the Friends of Beauty podcast, Melanie.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me. Super excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you and get to learn all about you, because I feel like we've been following each other for a while, too. And I haven't seen you in a while. So get to know all about you for sure. So before we jump into it, we're going to do some icebreakers to get us warmed up and so the Friends in Beauty audience can get to know you a little bit outside of what you do professionally. So the first one, just give us three random facts about you.
Three random facts. Oh, wow. I like to sleep.
I know that's right. I
like to get my rest. I love to do karaoke.
Okay.
Me. And I love to paint.
Nice. All creative. Yeah. The sleeping. You'll be creative. You can get creative thoughts in your sleep. So, you know, especially if you're a dreamer, like I would love to sleep. Get all the, yeah.
Yes.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, wow. I would say Anita Baker and Whitney Houston.
Okay. So you be singing.
Say it again.
You be singing.
Do a little something. Yeah.
Okay. What does self-care look like for you these days as a beauty professional?
Oh, wow. For me, I'm really big on self-care. I do play the harp. Mm-hmm. So I've been blessed to be able to use that as an instrument to keep me centered and balanced.
Yeah.
I also like to just sit in solitude. I'll go to the Albarina a lot of times, you know, here in D.C., I go to the salt cave, also do hot yoga.
Ooh.
So those are some things that keeps me sane in this beauty industry.
I love that. What salt cave do you go to?
So I go to the Bethesda salt cave.
I literally just went there for my birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was so nice. That was my first time going. I want to go back. I feel like 45 minutes was like too short because I was just getting into my relaxation. She's like, oh, the session's over. I was like, dang, it was so nice though.
Yes, it's very relaxing. And we need that to stay, you know, centered and balanced in the work that we do.
For sure. Oh, okay. I love that. Okay. So I have these things called pod decks here that have like random questions. This is a what the heck and a would you rather. Which one do you want?
Let's do what the heck.
What the heck? See, we're going to have some fun. This thing, you know. Your average podcast. Let's see. This is funny. This is like a Barbie. Like, which body part do you wish you could detach and why? What?
From Barbie? Oh, okay. What body part do I wish I could detach? Like for myself?
I guess.
Wow, that's a good one. I would say maybe my maybe
You said you're what?
my stomach, I guess. I would just say.
That would be cool. Like if you could just attach like an ab one or different types of abs, like the cut up ones or just like the fine.
Yes, I had two children and both were centurions, so that's why. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, girl. Okay, I like that idea. The stomach. Okay. What do people always tell you that you're good at aside from what you do creatively?
Oh wow, just inspiring and motivating folks. People say that I'm a great, inspiration to them. They like my light and my energy. So I like to bring that when I walk in rooms. Yes. And
I love that. Okay. When is the last time that you did something for the first time?
wow, last time I did something for the first time. Well, I had a pleasure to fly a plane.
What?
And yes, for my birthday last year. Well, maybe it was year before last, I can't remember, but that was my first time and I haven't done it in a long time. And I want to do it again.
Oh my gosh. Was it
Yeah.
like a lesson or something? Or you
It
just.
was a lesson. It was a lesson. And I was afraid to do it, but once I'd done it, it just gave me this sense of freedom, to be able to just do whatever it is that you want to do and to face your fears. So, yes.
That is super cool. There was somebody else that I had on the podcast. I think it was Kim Baker. She's a makeup artist and she has a beauty brand called Glamazon Beauty. But she
Okay.
was saying that I don't know, maybe it was a card or something that she got, but she said she would want to learn how to fly a plane because she's afraid of flying. And she heard that like pilots, a lot of pilots are afraid of heights or something like that. I don't know. That's really cool. I like to fly, so that's dope. I like that.
Yes, thank you. It was fun.
Yes, okay. So, if something go down on a plane, y'all better hope Melanie is on
Hey.
the plane so she could take it over.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
That's so cool. Oh my gosh. Okay. So if you were a hair artist, consultant, mentor, all the creativity that you do, what else could you see yourself doing?
Oh, wow. What else could I see myself doing? That's a great question. Sewing. My mom is a seamstress
Okay.
and a design, but I could see myself tapping into sewing and making clothes.
I like that. Okay. Still creative.
Still creative, all things creative.
I love it. Well, that's the end of the icebreaker session. Thank you. This was like really cool. You have some really cool icebreakers. Like that's, I love it. I love that. So, do you remember how we met?
Honestly, no. I feel like I met you at a show or a photo shoot before, maybe. Some,
Yeah.
oh, maybe.
I was trying to figure it out. I think, did you ever work with Bonte?
Honestly, I work with so many people.
Like
I'm
a platform to help with dang, I thought I met you there. Well, maybe it wasn't you. I don't know where I met you at because I thought it was Bonte. Bonte's like an app that staffs hair and makeup artists for clients and stuff. No. Dang, that's so crazy. Because I was looking at your page and I'm like, I know I met you. It probably was like a fashion show or something.
I think so. I
We'll
think so.
figure it out.
But it definitely stands out for
Yeah.
sure.
That's
Yeah, your energy.
Oh, thank you. Dang. We're gonna figure it out. I'm gonna go stalk your page one day and I'll be like, this is where we met, right there. But I want to start off by talking about the Marvin Browser Black Hair exhibit that you just did. I was supposed to go to the panel and I'm so sad that I didn't make it, but tell us about that and like how that came about and how you contributed to it.
Oh wow. So how it all started. So one of my childhood friends, she actually saw that he was advertising for the black hair exhibit and he was looking for a hairstylist. So I said, hey, what the heck? This sounds like something I would want to do. And I've always imagined seeing my work framed in a museum. And it's something that I wrote down as one of my goals and my dreams. So I reached out to him, and probably within like the next day, he reached out to me, and I sent him all my information, sent him my work. And before you know it, we sat down, we met, and we just started planning things out, and we got the ball rolling.
So tell us about the exhibit and what it entailed. What was the story behind it?
Oh, wow, man. It was a beautiful, beautiful process. So the story behind Black Hair was he really actually put a story together. So it was like a king and a queen, and then they had the others who were the other hair designs that were in the exhibit. They all played a part together. So it was a combination of us just showcasing our Black beauty through hair. And so I was able to just create some beautiful hairstyles through hair art to just showcase just different parts of us. And he gave me the creative freedom to just flow however I would like to. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience. It was one of those exhibits where when you would stop and look at the photos, you can actually feel it. A really, really good feeling to just, you know, see the work displayed so beautifully. And he did it through acrylic, so it was on glass.
Ooh. Hey, what's up? I know you're enjoying the episode, but I have to put you on to Friends in Beauty's newest community, the Trailblazers Club. The Trailblazers Club is a place where success not only leaves clues, but becomes a tangible reality for beauty pros just like you. See, a lot of my friends in beauty are so talented and so skilled at what they do, but they lack the essential business skills that are needed to grow and sustain their businesses, or they lack the support that is needed to stay consistent to execute their goals. And that's exactly why I wanted to create the Trailblazers Club, to be able to support you on your journey. Exclusively inside of the Trailblazers Club, you will unlock expert-led masterclasses and breakout sessions every single month, monthly Q&A and mentorship with me, your best friend in beauty, an exclusive and extensive network of beauty pros, support and accountability, unlimited access at that to the archive masterclasses, discounts on select Friends in Beauty events and classes, and so much more. And get this, y'all, it's only $25 a month. You heard that right. It's only $25 a month. But you know how Fat Joe said, yesterday's price won't be today's price, or, you know, that saying, that's exactly how it's going to be. So you might want to get in while you can. I'll go ahead and leave the link down below, and your fellow Trailblazers are inside waiting for you, and we hope to see you soon. Let's go ahead and get back to the episode.
Yeah, so in person, it was just dynamite. And then they were able to take that same exhibit to Miami for Art Basel.
That's exciting. So your work was in Art Basel.
Art Basel, Miami. And then the beautiful part about that was that actually my hair industry started in Miami. Born and raised in D.C., but I decided to travel just to learn different techniques. And my mom was like, well, if you're not going to work for the government, you better go ahead and master hair. So I went on my own tour and I went to Miami. So it was a 360. And this particular exhibit was in this area in Little Haiti. And that's actually where my roots are from, Haiti. So I was like, what are the chances? And I lived there. So it was a beautiful, beautiful experience.
I love those like full circle moments where it's like, I used to be right around the corner from this place and like my work is displayed here, you know, like that's incredible. That is incredible. Yeah. How long did it take for you all to shoot the whole collection?
Oh, wow. Well, we did that photo shoot actually in one day. Yes, we did it one day. They call me magic fingers in the industry. So some of the hair installations I created before we got to the shoot. Yeah. So when we got there, I was able to just attach it. And I was so blessed to have two of my assistants come to assist me. But we did that shoot from like 10 to maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. So it was beautiful. Yes.
Oh my God. So what was your creative process like? So since he gave you so much creative control, like where do you go creatively to be able to produce the work that you produce?
Oh, wow. Like as far as my imagination or, okay.
Yeah, just to come up with these styles and how you're going to execute it with everything.
Well, honestly, a lot of my styles I create on the spot. you know, sometimes when I'm called to do hair art, I'll dream about it first. I'm a Pisces.
Y'all be dreaming. Okay.
So a lot of these hairstyles come to me in my dream, believe it or not. And a lot of times I don't know where to start, but it's something about being on set and in the moment where most of my creativity just thrives. So for this particular one, I did maybe one, two, three hair pieces that I created at home before we got to the shoot. Mm-hmm. Honestly, not knowing how to attach it or anything. And once I got there, I just rocked out. It just all came to me.
I love that. I love that because I'm always curious about the creative process for hair versus makeup and how you all get inspired to, you know, create looks and stuff like that.
Yes, yes. So it's natural. Honestly, I feel like I've been born with this gift to just, you know, create and use my imagination. So it's a blessing.
Yeah. Do you primarily work with natural hair?
Honestly, I do all nationalities. I can do anyone who sits in my chair. When it comes down to our culture, 100% of my clientele is natural. I don't mess with chemicals, relaxers, any of that stuff anymore.
Got you. What would you say is the key to a successful collaboration? Because I feel like I haven't, well, some people might say I have, but I feel like personally, I haven't like mastered that completely. A lot of people reach out and they want to collaborate and they want to partner and do things, but it just never like pans out. So like, what kind of discussions would you suggest people having behind the scenes if they want to collaborate with somebody and seeing if it is like a lucrative or beneficial, like mutually beneficial relationship?
Well, that's a great, great question, because when I first started, I was so excited, you know, about collaborating with folks, but then I realized that everyone doesn't have that same eye that I have, or they're not as professional. And not to shame anyone at all, but I feel like once you realize your direction and whatever it is that you want to do and you want to create, that gives you a sort of like a blueprint to, you know, if you want to work with them or not. So for me personally, I like to make sure that everything's aligned. And to be honest with you, in the industry where I'm at now, I make sure that we connect, because I feel like that's really important, you know, because so many people who are really creative and they're artists and their work is fabulous, but then you show up and I get irritated really fast, I'm gonna be honest. And I'm like, okay, what is this? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? And I'm also a creative director. So I like to know the direction of where this is going. And then also, is this work going to be in a magazine? Like, where are we going with this? For me, I'm not really here to just create, to be creating, honestly, just for social media. So for me personally, I say ask those questions and be real with yourself, you know, and stick to what it is you want.
Yeah. When it comes to your assistants, because I'm a makeup artist and I've assisted before, but what do hairstylists look for in assistants when you're bringing people onto set and stuff like that?
Well, for me, I've been blessed to start I would say it's like a mentoring group. I haven't put it all the way together, but I found some really, really talented girls, all ages, all walks of life, who are interested in editorial work. So for me personally, I like to know that these girls are creative, that they're open. Again, have a beautiful spirit. That's number one for me. We can work together, and that they have that drive, you know, because a lot of people, they do hair, they do makeup, they do whatever it is that they want to do, but they don't have that energy behind it. They don't have that hustle and that drive. So I look for that.
Yeah. I might have somebody like, do you have to have a personal relationship with them first in order to take them on as a mentor?
Well, honestly, I'm really good with kind of determining like how someone's energy is, because I'm really sensitive to that. So I like to have conversations with them, see where they're going, and then I just kind of pan things out from there.
Got you. I have a friend of mine that she's a teacher at a hair school, but she has a girl there that's interested in getting into editorial.
Oh, so nice.
I want her to check out your page. How do you feel about like coming from behind the chair and stepping into, you know, editorial and stuff?
That's a great question. So I recently actually took on a creative directing position at a salon, okay, where I'll be able to work behind a chair and still do my hairstyling. But I actually love it because for me, I knew early on that this was something that I didn't want to do. I didn't want to stand behind a chair for the rest of my life, mm-hmm, because I am a creative. And I wasn't feeling fulfilled. So now for me, honestly, I feel really, really fulfilled. I feel like I've been so blessed and I've been able to live out all of my dreams. And a part of me feel like I'm slightly like maxed out a little bit, if okay, that makes sense.
Creatively?
Yeah. Not creatively, but all of the dreams and goals that I've had for myself through hair.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm still going to keep, you know, things flowing when I have those awesome opportunities. I kind of pick and choose now, you know, if this works for me or serves me or not. And then I'll pass them on to my other girls.
So you feel like you've done, like, everything you could do?
I'll be honest. Everything that I set for myself, I can say that I have achieved it. Yes, ma'am.
Love yes. that. So if you could ideally picture, like, a next level for you, like, above that, like, what would it look like?
Oh, wow. So as far as hair, the hair industry, mm-hmm, I would say, honestly, I just want to continue to pass the baton. Like all the girls who I see myself within them, I want to be able to provide those opportunities, you know, because it's not easy. I remember times when I lived in Florida and I like would take a bus for hours just to get to the haircuttery. I was blessed to work for them for a long time. And, mm-hmm, I just want to be that support for them, you know, and just guide them. So that's why I got into the beauty consulting and building up that strong team of editorial stylists. So they don't have to work so hard.
Okay, so this is going to be fun. So what does the beauty consulting look like? Because I feel like I'm moving in that direction, but I haven't put the name on it. It's like, what is that? What do you do with the beauty consulting?
So for that, actually, that's something that I just recently dived into because I find that so many people are calling me all the time. They're like, Melanie, do you know somebody who did this? And I've been so blessed to build like this beautiful resource pool. So for me personally, it's good. Like I feel like I'm now eliminating those folks who are really about it versus the ones who like may just be having fun or doing it here and there. Mm-hmm. So I'm enjoying it. I just love to share information. I love to see people thrive. And also, it's very fulfilling for me because I didn't realize, honestly, until I went out in that direction, how knowledgeable I was and how much of a blessing I can be to others, important to others. So I like it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting started.
So you're just basically like referring people out?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, because no one honestly really did that for me. I feel like it's a lot of gatekeeping in our industry. Mm-hmm. And so for me personally, you know, I just feel like it's time for me to just share that information. There's no secrets, you know what I mean? And all of us are special in our own way. You know, we bring something different.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I need you to do something really, really important for me, like right now. I need you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and let the people know how much you love the Friends of Beauty podcast. See, in the podcast streets, I'm gonna let you know something. If you don't leave a review, then people don't know that the show exists, and then the show won't grow. Reviews are so essential to the continued success of the Friends of Beauty podcast, and plus, I really just want to know what you think about the podcast. I appreciate all the DMs, but a 5-star review would be even better. I would love to read your review on the show and give you a shout out for being a loyal listener. And if it's not a 5-star review, don't even worry about it. All right, don't even worry. Just go ahead and send me an email, honey. We ain't got time for that. If you're watching me on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and even leave a comment to share a takeaway from something that you've learned so far. If you don't subscribe or give a thumbs up, then the YouTube streets don't know that the Friends of Beauty podcast exists either. You see how this is going? This is a group effort, and I appreciate you so, so much. Okay, I'm done. Let's go ahead and get back into the episode.
I think I'm moving towards that because I'm like, I don't know how much longer I want to physically do makeup, or it might just look a little different, but a lot of people do ask me for referrals, so this one client that I had, she suggested something that she does. She's an esthetician, but she said that she made like a just a document with all the referrals on it. And I said, well, I'm gonna do that something in Canva. I could just, instead of just listing out everybody I would refer, just send them the link to the thing. But like, these are my people, call at them. And but yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to build that out to be like an agency or some kind of thing where you can still, make a
Yeah,
cooling
and
process.
I love to, collaborate with you because I mean, the more resources we have, the more we can share with others. So I'm in the same boat.
For sure, for sure. Okay. So you said you're born and raised in DC. What part of DC you from, girl?
Hey. So I'm from the original Capitol Hill, DC, Northeast. That's where I'm from.
The expanded Capitol Hill, although they don't pushed it back to I
Yeah.
don't even know where at this point.
So like the 11th Street Bridge now. So they extend.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Do you have any siblings and stuff?
I do. I have four other siblings. My mom, she has four children, and I'm the middle. And then my father has a younger daughter, so I'm like the biggest big sister.
Got you. What house did you go to?
So I went to two high schools. I went to Calvin Coolidge for 3 years, and then I ended up going to Eastern for my last year so I can have half a day and I can work.
No, that's right. Shoot, Coolidge and Eastern. That's what's up. I went to Banneker.
Okay, I have friends that went to Banneker.
Yeah, I went to Banneker back in the day. How was your well, you said your mom sewed, so I would imagine like creatively you grew up a lot of, around. What did your everybody else in your family do?
Oh my gosh. So my mom is a seamstress. And then I have my sister who's an artist. She does faux finishing on walls and I paint with her. Then
Okay.
my little brother is he's a local, I would say rapper, and he also hosts many clubs in the area. And
Okay.
then older brother is a barber and he sings and plays the
Your family is lit.
Yeah, we're pretty dope. Thanks to my mom. She really poured into us. She told us when we were young to live out our dreams, be original, and she really gave us the creative freedom to just be who we are.
That is incredible. I love that. So, how did you get into hair? How did you choose hair as your creative outlet?
Oh wow. Well, I knew early on when I was probably about 9 years old, I would be so excited to do my doll baby's hair and my Barbie dolls. And so I would like use the brown paper bags to roll their hair. And then in the morning, yes. In the morning, I would wake up just to see how it turned out. And then that just turned into me doing family members and friends' hair. And then before you know it, I was just making money. And I knew early on that that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, like what do you think that does to somebody at that age? So I mean, I think I got a job at like 16, but children really be making like their own money. Don't have to ask their parents for anything. Like, what did that do for you in particular at a young age?
Well, it built a lot of confidence. I was very shy when I was young, and I had a lot of fears, but I knew deep down inside that there was something else inside of me. So when I was able to see how I can do someone's hair and make them look beautiful and make money, I was like, okay, this is cool. So it made me feel good. It made me feel satisfied and complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the cosmetology school at?
So I went to Dudley's Beauty College. That's where I went, right on Rolada Avenue.
I wanted to go there when I was younger. I wanted to do hair when I was younger, and then when I got older, I was like, oh, I'll just do makeup. And I went to Bennett for their makeup program, and then ended up teaching at Bennett for like a year and a half a few years ago. But I wanted to go to Dudley so bad.
Yeah, it was fun. I went when, I mean, they're still thriving now, but I went right in the beginning. So I had a great run. I used to do a lot of hair competitions, and my mom and I and my sister would come in and we would do a lot of those. So that kind of kept me going. And
Yeah.
so,
Yeah. How would you say you've been riding the wave just over the, how long have you been doing hair, would you say?
oh, wow. It has to be probably about 18 years now.
Yeah. 'Cause like you say you kind of reached your max, but like just over the years of just like building trends or just creating a wave for yourself, staying relevant, how have you been able to do that?
Well, I must say that outside of my dreams, because a lot of this stuff comes to me in my dreams, outside of that, I've lived in Japan. So I was blessed to live there, wake up to Mount Fuji every single day. It was like 7 months. So Tokyo, and Harajuku, that's where I get a lot of my inspiration from, to be honest. And London, I love the London style. So for me, I stay connected to like other countries and just get my inspiration from them and see where they're coming from. And then my mom worked at the Library of Congress, so she constantly would bring home like Bazaar magazine, Teen Vogue. So I stay connected to those other like countries and platforms a
Yeah.
lot. Yeah.
So how did you end up in Japan?
So that was an internship program, and I was able to teach on Yokota Air Force Base through Ohio State
What were
University.
you teaching?
I was teaching pre-K three, so I used to teach too.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes.
And messy, because I have a friend that like teaches. I think she's in pre-K three right now, and she's like, girl, all we do is change their little pull-ups all day long and do like manage their emotions.
Literally, and I was on a military base, so I dealt with a lot of kids who, were mentally going through things, and they were really, really highly sensitive and just seeking a lot of attention. So that was a great experience.
Yes. Oh my God. That's like one of my dream places to go. They could stop having them damn tsunamis, because I want to go to Japan so bad, but I am like terrified of a tsunami. Fun fact, y'all. Like, that's one of my biggest fears, like a tsunami.
Yeah, and then they only show like certain parts, you know what I mean? So that's definitely a dream of mine. I want to get back over there and do a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From your mouth to God's ears. Just put it together, girl.
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you get to work with the Real Housewives of Potomac?
Oh, wow. So I'm not sure if you know her, but her name is Joy Kingsley. I'm not sure if you're.
No, Joy. Yeah,
Yes,
I
yes.
used to work with her. Maybe it was the Step Africa thing, because I think I saw on your page it was Step Africa. You did Step Africa. Maybe we
Yes.
met there, because I did makeup for Step Africa before. I don't know. We're gonna figure it
Okay.
out.
Maybe the first time, yes. I think it was like they did it in a beautiful garden.
Yes.
Yes, that was it.
In Georgetown.
Yeah.
Period. We figured it out.
Yes. So she called me. And we, collaborated on project.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Will. His name is Will. I think it's Monarch Magazine.
Nice. Okay. Because I've worked with Ashley sometimes. I've been working with her for, I don't even know how, maybe like 4 or 5 years on and off. But I got to do some work with her this past season. Oh, the season that's on right now on TV right now. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw you. I was like, okay, check my girl out. So the episode that I'll be working on will be coming out soon. Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to
Yeah. Yes.
see. It's like a photo shoot or something, right? Yeah. So cool. And I asked you that question specifically because I always just want people to realize the power of building relationships and building genuine relationship, being professional, coming on time. All those things are so important because I got to work with the show like the same way somebody referred me. Her old makeup artist that she was using at the time couldn't do her makeup for the interviews at one point because she was out of the country, and she referred me to do it. And then now it's just been because she doesn't do makeup anymore, the girl. So now it's just been like Ashley uses me every now and then. But I just want people to know, like, it's never been a time where I like saw an opportunity. It's very rare that I see something like how you saw Marvin's post and you apply, you like, and you get it. It's
Right.
normally somebody is referring. Or you met somebody before and they're like, they see this opportunity. Oh, let me call Melanie for the hair. Let me call Aquia for the makeup. That type
Yeah.
of thing. So that's why I host the Friends of Beauty networking events too. So
Oh,
people
no.
can come out and meet people, make connections, and just see, where that relationship will lead them.
Yes, that's honestly been my industry, to be honest with you, those referrals versus, like you said, submitting information. That's why it is important to keep, those keep those beautiful ties and bonds with people, and to just show up, authentically as you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you like doing fashion shows and stuff?
So I do.
You do? You like the fast pace?
Honestly, I'm in a space now again where, honestly, I feel like it has to really serve me, the fashion shows that I do, because sometimes I will find myself getting slightly irritated if things aren't like the production side, together, organized.
I know what you mean, girl.
But I do. I like the rush behind it and the creativity, and I like to see it all come together,
Yeah, that is excellent to know. I like to know the people that like to do fashion shows, because that's not my thing. I get somebody else to do it real quick. I just like to know who likes to do it, because I'm like, I'm gonna call Melanie, get the hair people together. I can gather the makeup artists, and yeah, you do it like that. It's too fast paced for me. I like to take my time, and then also with my energy, I feel like when the show is about to start and it starts to get hectic,
Oh,
kind of like the energy, where I can't take it. I can't take all the running around and the people screaming and trying to scramble to get to this. I just can't do it. I got to get out of there.
I love that part. And I'm going to be the one that'll come to like, man, that. And I'm like, just relax. It's going to be okay. It's chill. But I really do thrive off of that. I like the rush of it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Good. Is there anything coming up next for you that you can share?
What is coming up next? Do, 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 do. I have a few projects coming up. I have to think for a minute. I know I have a few photo shoots coming up. I am working on something
Okay.
actually called Connecting the Dots. I'm working on a platform where I'll be bringing people together, all walks of life, and sort of kind of like what you're doing, just creating a space where they can meet one another, build together. So that's something major that's coming up. And I have a few projects, but I can't really speak on them. You know how that goes when you speak things. But the consulting, I would say, definitely is where I'm at right now and something that I definitely want to promote
Yeah.
even more. Yes.
That's cool. So is the connecting the dots, is it going to be in person or virtual?
So right now I'm doing it on WhatsApp and it's like 90 people, like 97 people. So I'm bringing it together and I'm considering for my birthday next month to have something so that we all can come together because it seems as if people want to be in the same space and I think that'll be a nice way to bring people together so they can just connect.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
It's always something else that I want to ask somebody. Now, I told myself I was gonna start leaving like a little notepad here, because my brain be like, I don't even know what be going on after 30 no more. It's just crazy. And I just turned up another year older, so it's like,
Well, get ready. I'll be 42, so you still got some time.
got some time for sure. Dang, it was something about hair. I guess they'll come back to me. Do you know, or have you considered what you want your legacy to be as far as the industry?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. That's a great question. I would just say for me, honestly, like I just want for people in the industry to understand, like, whatever it is that you set your mind on and to, like, you can accomplish it. You know what I mean? And face those fears, those things that, you feel like, oh, I may never be able to do. I want the beauty industry and those coming up to know that dreams do come true because I'm one of those. Like, anything I've ever written down has manifest. And then just working hard, and whatever it is you want to see, just keep working towards it, because only you have the vision, only you know. And I just want my work, honestly, too, to speak, my hair art, to just speak to folks and tell a story when they see it.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. You follow Aggie Hair?
I have not met her yet, but she's connected with a lot of people I
My
know.
girl, I had to connect y'all. That's my girl, because I could see y'all probably possibly doing something one day too, because she's very creative with the editorial and the hair, and she be doing her thing.
Yes, I would love to connect with her. We have DM one another, and she works alongside with my sister girl, True Grace.
Oh yes, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her, but dang, her stuff is so amazing. Her pieces.
Yes, she was in the Black Hair exhibit that we did together.
Yeah.
So, prayerfully, Angie and I can, rock some things out.
Yes. Okay. Great. So before I let you go, I have to ask you the Friends and Beauty rapid fire questions. I forgot to tell you about that. But I ask all my guests this at the end of the show just to get like their keys to longevity and success in the industry, whatever advice they can offer. So the first one is, what are the top three keys to your success so far?
Never giving up. Never giving up. I would say be consistent, and then also knowing your direction. Be intentional with your direction.
I love that. Being intentional. Yeah. How do you measure your success?
I measure my success is just big and bold. You know what I mean? I've been so blessed. Like anything I've ever set my mind to, I was able to accomplish it. So, you know,
I love that. What's the best advice you ever received, or a piece of advice that's always stuck with you?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. So I never forget. I worked for Barry Fletcher for a while. I don't know if you've heard of him. And he was to manage his salon, and he's a vet in the industry. Okay. And I never forget when I was feeling like kind of stuck and didn't know my direction. One of my clients said to me, she said, "Melanie, don't think about it. Just do it. Like Nike, just do it." So I carry that a lot with me every single day, because a lot of times we'll talk ourselves out of things. So for me, I just decided to just do it. Don't think about it. And it always works out.
Just do it. Ain't nothing to it. I always tell people a lot of stuff that we make up never even comes true. So just do it. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. What advice would you give to another hair artist right now who's just not seeing the results that they want in their business and they're just ready to give up?
Never forget why you started, you know, never forget why you started. And then also try to connect with those who, you know, you admire, and just mentors, you know what I mean? Sometimes the mentors may not be in the hair industry. You know, I have a lot of mentors outside of the industry who just keep me lifted and they pour into me mentally, and they're pretty successful. So I think never forget why you started and just keep going.
Yeah, for sure.
No matter what, it's a lot of hills in this industry. So it's going to be days where you want to stop, where you seem stagnant, but know that, you know, sometimes don't last forever. Tough people do.
Tough times don't last forever. Tough people do. I like that. Okay, validate. What's a resource that has helped you in your business that you can share with the Friends and Beauty community?
A resource. That's a great question. Wow. It's kind of hard to say a resource, but I'm going to say that a company. I do have a company, the Ratner Company. Like, they really helped me a lot in the beauty industry when it comes down to great customer service, you know, being professional, and just helped me to just stay consistent, you know? So the Ratner Company, Hair Curry, Bubbles, that was like the foundation for me, to be honest, because they believe in a win for the stylist and a win for the client. So that helped me to be able to show up in the industry.
Okay, love that. So this is the last one. I just want you to fill in the blank and just say, my name is blank. And the key to longevity and success is blank. Like whatever you think it is.
Oh, okay. So my name is Melanie Williams, also known as Nazira. And the key to success is being you, staying true to yourself.
Yes, I love that. What suggestions would you give for people to be them? Like, how do you know you're being yourself?
Well, I would say, you know, when you're being yourself, when you have that feeling, you know how you get that gut feeling that something isn't right, or it's like these little butterflies that you feel? Mm-hmm. For me personally, when I'm not really feeling that a lot, and not even thinking about anything, that's when I feel like you're like authentically showing up in your truth. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Before you go, please share your social media, website, however you want people to connect with you and follow your journey.
Okay. Well, my website is MelanieWilliams.com. That's M-E-L-A-N-E-E Williams.com. And my Instagram is Melanie Williams also. And also I have a youth organization called A Beautiful Balance Inclusive underscore. So I do a lot of youth work in the community also.
Okay, you gotta come back one day and talk about that too.
Oh yeah, well, let's see it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this has been so great, Melanie. It was a pleasure getting to know you. I'm so happy we figured out where we know. It's definitely the Steph Africa thing. So happy we figured that out. But it's been a pleasure talking to you, getting to know you, and thank you for sharing with us so openly on the Friends of Beauty podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends in Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with another friend in beauty. Give it a thumbs up and subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review so that other friends in beauty can find the show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty. Hashtag Friends in Beauty to join the conversation and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.